More than welcome whenever it comes. It's no pressure. Come, don't come, it's all good.
Yeah. Zamel shiva yoy,
Thank you to Rabbi Ilan for always opening up our neshamas to a good place. It's a different wavelength. No, it's still a different wavelength. Second, but also first, we'd like to welcome Rabbi Howard to our limud. Welcome to the community. Shri Zochet to grow together, Mitzvah Hashem, tonight and every night, Bezat Hashem. Hopefully, in the new Shalom Yerkosh soon, please God.
Amen.
All right, today was a very good, very special yartzeit. Today was the yartzeit of Meir Shapiro. Meir Shapiro was the founder of the Daf Yomi, the last Rosh Hashiva of the Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin, who doesn't need any Boker Ton little gathering to be for his neshama, because you just imagine how much schar he's getting. how much daf yomi? Like, I don't know anyone else, like maybe Moshe Rabbeinu and Meir Shapiro, like that's up there, you know, but like pretty special. So I thought in honor of Meir Shapiro's yartzeit, it actually worked out well that the topic of tonight is going to be a little bit about Torah. A little bit about learning Torah and living Torah, and not just about thinking about Torah, but something to make realizing the uniqueness of Torah. You know, sometimes when we come out of Elul, we come out of Tishrei, it's a little bit of a downer. I don't know about you guys. I think we spoke about this, but maybe last year. But Hashem works in such a practical way. Elul and Tishrei they're like the springs for the entire year. They're like the inspiration. Maruch Hashem, Hashem, there's nothing happening. I mean, after Shlomo's yartzeit, which is the exact reason why Dafkan Chosin, maybe we'll talk about that next week. There's nothing happening. You think that there's nothing happening, but what I want to say tonight, and we're going to see from the Chosin Rebbe, this year we're learning the Torah from the Chosin Rebbe, the Torah is everything. That how do we get back to Elul and Tishrei? How do we get back to that time or in the Yidah when we felt so inspired to the Rabbono Shom, we felt so inspired? It's Dafkan, we come out on a Tuesday night, it's not so cold outside, but it's a little hot. Watch the Red Sox win, the Brewers win. I don't know, Red Sox Brewers. I don't know what type of World Series that's going to be, Taco. But the ratings won't be so good. Yankees would have been a lot better. I got an email from a guy one of my friends in Wisconsin. I don't have so many friends in Wisconsin, but he's like, you didn't mention the Brewers, and I was like, yeah, Brewers, man. You know, I don't think the MLB wants to see the Brewers in the World Series. Okay, I'm getting very off topic. How to get back to Elul and Tishrei? Start Dafka through Torah. So we said last week, and I think we'll say it again, just to remind ourselves that Kadosh Baruch wants to see if we're really truthful. Meaning, Hashem wants to see. Do we try to change? Or do we want to change a little bit? Do we try to be a little emistic? Well, the word emes stands for, right? The aleph is for Elul, the tuf is for Tishrei, and the mem. What's the mem? The mem is mar cheshvan. Right? Aleph mem tuf. Hashem just wants to see if a little emistic. But then I saw on the sefer, you want to know what emes also stands for? Emes stands for the three words of Anochi, Hashem Elokecha, right? Hashem, I'm Hashem your God, Hashem says the beginning, the first word of Aseret Dibros. Me'em Esai Korin is Shema, right? The first letter of the Mishnayos was a Mem. And what's the first letter of the Gemara? It's Tana Hechikai. So the first letter of the Aseret Dibros was an Aleph. Would have worked out better if it was a Beis, but okay, for Beis, whatever, it's not for now. Anochi is the first Aseret Dibros. Mem is the first letter of Mishnayos. And Tuf is the first letter of Gemara. Hashem says, you want to be an emistic person? Starts with the Torah. You want to be on my team? You got to learn Torah. Like I told my students all the time, it's brought down by the Svarim. When we daven, we talk to Hashem. And when we learn Torah, Hashem talks to us. That's a Reb Shlomo line. Now he would say that. When we daven, we talk to Hashem. When we learn Torah, Hashem talks to us. Everyone always says, "Oh, I don't hear Hashem." No, because you're not opening. You have to open. You have to open up your Gemara a little bit. You have to open up. You have to open up the right svara. So what else, how do we bring this back to our lives? So if you look inside, on page, the page I gave in front of you is from Shalosh Shudas, Klozimer Rebbe, 1964. Klozimer Rebbe, who lost 11 children in the Holocaust, lost everything. And he writes, and he says in Shalosh Shudas, Vayomar Hashem Avram, Lechecha Miratzecha Miladecha Mibesavicha Alaratz Hashayaraka. He tells Avram famously, you have to leave your father's home, leave his land, leave your birthplace, go to the land that I will show you. Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Elav Hashem. And he went because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Rashi says, what does it mean? Lech lecha, zor la'ande, la'anoscha l'tovascha. It's going to be for your benefit. If it's going to be for your benefit, then why does it say, gam kasher diber elav Hashem? It seems to be, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm telling you to go. But by the way, it's going to be good for you. Of course it's going to be. You just told me, it's going to be good for you, but I'm not, right? Everyone says, oh, Avram, he did it with that reward. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's going to be, if God speaks to you, you're going to want to go. Right? Why is Avram called Avram Ha'ivri? Right? We all famously know that Avram is known as the Hebrew. He's the Hebrew. Abraham the Hebrew. Rabbi Nachman says that Ivri is not only talking about the Hebrew. Ivri, Ayin Beis Reish Yod, could also mean Aver, which means that you're other side of the river. The rest of the world was on one side of the river. It believed in thousands of gods, and the sun god, the moon god. Avram Ivri, he was the one who stood alone. He's the one who understood, no. There's gotta be only one God. There's only one running the show. And the Ribbono Shel Olam tells them, you want to know at the end of the day what it's all about? It's all about realizing that you have to find me. But how are you going to find me? Find me in the Torah. And he quotes in the second paragraph, Bava Metzia Kuv Zayin Amid Beis, first line of the paragraph, it says here, Kashut Atmecha Be'achar Kach Kashut Acherim. You want to know how to change others? How to inspire others? My wife and I were getting married. Our line was, how are we going to change Klal Yisrael? You're not going to change Klal Yisrael. First, you have to change yourself, the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you fix yourself, then you have the ability to be able to purify others, to be able to help others grow. Right? Like I saw in a vort last week from one of the Mizmiris on Shabbos. So we ask Hashem, Ki Eshmer HaShabbos. A lot of Sfaradim sing that. I don't know how many Ashkenazim sing, Ki Eshmer HaShabbos. Maybe Winnipeg, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. I haven't heard any Klausenberger tune to Ki Eshmer HaShabbos, but maybe you never know. Maybe there's one out there that someone will let me know about. So it says in Ki Eshmer HaShabbos that Hashem should bless us to be purified like soap. Like soap. So one of the Mefarshim bring down, I forgot who says it. He said, why like soap? So he says, soap has the ability to make yourself pure, make yourself clean, but then you also have the ability to make others clean as well. She says, that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos, we ask Hashem to make us like soap, because we shouldn't just be purified, but when we get soap on our hands, now we have the ability, it would have been better for perfume, okay? Perfume would have been better also, okay? They didn't have perfume back in the 1600s, they were wearing Sikiyat from Russia. I don't know, what do you want from me? Soap is perfume, whatever it is. You know, I went to the mall last week. You walk past through Macy's. If you have allergies walking past Macy's, it's a disaster. Like running through Macy's, like it's almost crazy. We ask the Rosh, we want to be purified like soap. That then not only should we want to be inspired, but we want to inspire others. But says the Klozer Rebbe from the Gemara, Kashu Atzbach V'Akha Kashu Acherim. And this is exactly what the Baal Shem Tov did. He writes in this whole paragraph, you don't have time to go really inside. The Baal Shem Tov decided, you want to know how the Baal Shem Tov was so successful? Or how any tzaddik, how is the Lubavitch Rebbe so successful? I just went to the Ol 2 weeks ago. The Rebbe has, they're everywhere, Chabad. They're everywhere. The Rebbe had zero children, but he had thousands of children, let's be honest. He had no physical children, but he had thousands of children. It's Pasha. Says the Rebbe, when a person is so committed to devoting himself to Torah, and devoting himself to Avodas Hashem, they're able to spread like wildfire. Spread like wildfire. And that, he says, the Rebbe says, want to know the number one way, how to get on the Ribbono Shel Olam's team, how to be able to be an emistic person, dafka through Torah. The second paragraph, he says here, right, if you look in the on the underline, it says there in Gemara and Shabbos, and then Heyam and Alf, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's stamp, his chosmo is emes. Kadosh Baruch Hu is his stamp, his signature. Right? We say on the Yom Ha'Nurim, chasmenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should sign us for good. The chasima of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes. What does it mean? It's emes. Emes is ein emes of the Torah. Emes is anochi in meimisai in tanoi chikai. Emes means to be a Torah Jew. Just not to be a kind Jew. Kind Jew is beautiful. And a caring Jew is beautiful. But if not, it's not a Torah Jew, it's not a Jew who tries to learn a little bit every single day. Just a little bit. No one said we have to become Rav Meir Shapiro over time. No one said the Baruch Hu wants us to be us. Like I say, I saw a beautiful word from the Alshech. We say three times a day in Shemon Esrei. B'sein chalkeinu b'sor secha. Hashem, please bless me with my chelik in Torah. With our chelik in Torah. Not my friend's chelik, with our chelik. It means Akiva's chelik is different. And Ilan's chelik is different. Everyone's portion is different. Stop looking over your shoulder. I remember in yeshiva, it's such a yetzahara. People, myself included, such a terrible, it's poisonous. When people will look over to see other people's Shemon Esrei's, or to see who's learning the latest in yeshiva, the people who are doing that, once they got back to YU or got back to the States, their Yiddish guy was done within a month. Because it wasn't sincere, it wasn't real. It was just because it was part of the culture. It was competition, it wasn't real. It wasn't emistic, it was sheker. Shin kuf resh, right? If you look at the bottom of those letters, there's no foundation there. Everything false. Shin, right? Emes is aleph, the mem, and the tuf. They all have something that's they all have foundation. But that's the Torah. The person wants to tap into that inspiration that we had. At least I know I want to get back to those Tishrei moments, Rosh Hashanah of Ne'ilah, Tzavka through the Torah. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu, we know the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu learned Torah. How is that possible? The Torah wasn't given. Okay, that's a whole shir. Another time, there's other people who are very well equipped to be able to give over that. But a person wants to be able to tap into that. A person wants to try to help inspire others. A person has to fix himself. How do we fix ourselves? By learning Torah. By growing in Torah. Famous story, just to close this, because we get back to the Nagunim. Because the Nagunim are really the ikker for me. I don't know about for you guys, but the Nagunim is Torah also. It's Torah of the soul. So the story goes that the Vilna Gaon had a famous student known as the Dubna Magid. Dubna Magid, very famous for his Mashalim. And the Dubna Magid once came over to the Gaon. He asked him, he said, Rabbi, I have to ask you a question. How do you inspire others? Like the Gaon, so many students of Chaim Volozhin, Dubna Magid. The Gaon wrote so many Sfarim, you think he was a Rishon. How are you able to inspire so many others? Like if you look at Soloveitchik has so many Talmidim all over the world. How are you guys, the Rebbe? How are you? So the Gra said something so fascinating. Whenever I say this mashal in class, I always get a couple chuckles. Maybe we'll have some chuckles here too. Sorry. So he says that you ever look at like a kiddush cup on Shabbos, someone call a pisher. That's when the 6 year girls started laughing. He said a bathroom word in school. He says, look at you pour the grape juice or the wine. What happens? You want to make sure that it's overflowing to the little cups. He says, when you make yourself a pisher, you make yourself a koisi revaya, you're an overflowing cup. You're never just satisfied with one Shabbos or with one Dvar Torah. You're always thirsting for more. Then you could affect others. Then you can inspire others. He told the student. He wasn't saying it in an arrogant way. He was just telling him, you want to inspire others? Make sure you're an overflowing cup. Making sure you're never satisfied. Obviously, you're happy with where you are, because you can't have eight stars of saying that you're nothing. You're happy with you, but you know that you want more. And that's chus, Be'ez Hashem. He told the Dubna Magid, he said that's how you affect others. But please God, Be'ez Hashem, we should all have to be like Avraham Avinu a little bit. Avraham Avinu, the rest of the world, is maybe watching the opening night of the NBA or the MLB playoffs. Or Avraham Avinu, come out Tuesday night, maybe not at the end of the day, to try to learn a little bit, to sing a little bit. The rest of the world's on one side of the river, Avraham Avinu, we're on the other side of the river. To be a little emistic. The shoulder bonus on that we're here. We want to grow. And how did Dafka? It's Dafka through Torah. Anochi is Aleph, Mem is Memesai, and Tuf is Tanai Chikar, the first letter of Gemara. But to never forget that we each one of us have our own chiluk in Torah. Sein chalkeinu b'sor secha, to be able to ask Hashem to help us in our portion. But if you want to affect others, says the Chazanberg Rebbe, first it's got to start with ourselves. If we zocha b'ez Hashem to do this, if we do this b'ez Hashem, we'll be zocha. To see Rav Shlomo hopefully very soon in Ishlam Yom Kodesh. Come on, Israel too. Shkoich. Neshamas that he brought is because him and Sarah are always constantly growing themselves. When you're constantly growing, right? The pasuk says that all the neshamas that they made in Charan. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? They made the ones that they brought back to Judaism, the ones they converted. Because when you're constantly working on yourself, that was your nigid brought me just full circle to Avraham. You know, he was able to be the ultimate kiyuv organization. We should be zocher.
Beautiful.